she said. I have an appointment to take Ollie to the doctor this morning, remember? If you need to get your hair cut, you're going to have to take you-know-who with you. I tapped on her. Gutsman, I said. The name is Pinky Gladys Gutsman. Daddy ran his fingers through his hair, then he did a big sigh, and he told me to hurry and get dressed. I jumped way high in the air. Hooray, I shouted. Hooray, hooray! Pinky Gladys Gutsman is going to the barber shop with her daddy, and she really enjoys that place. After that, I twirled and twirled all over the kitchen. Only too bad for me, because I accidentally twirled into the refrigerator and the stove and the dishwasher. I got knocked on the floor. My head made a loud clunking sound. I felt it real careful. Good news, I said. No damage. After that, I jumped back up, and I ran to get dressed for the barber's shop. Chapter 2. Meeting Maxine. Me and Daddy drove in the car a real long time. It was not that enjoyable. Are we there yet? How come we're not there? Are we lost? Huh, Daddy? Did you lose us? I asked. Just then, Daddy pulled into a parking lot. Hey, we're there! We're there! I hollered, very thrilled. I looked through the window. Yeah, only here's the problem. I don't even recognize this place, because this is not your regular barbershop. Daddy got me out of my seatbelt. This is a different barbershop, he explained. Someone at work recommended it. Only it's not actually a barbershop. It's more of what you'd call, well, okay, it's a beauty shop. My eyes got big and wide at that guy. A beauty shop? Oh, boy, because I love beauty shops even more than barber shops. I jumped up and down and all around. Hey, everybody, my daddy is going to a beauty shop. My daddy is going to a beauty shop.
Shh, Junie B, please, said Daddy. You have to be on your best behavior in this place. I mean it. No acting crazy.
I smoothed my jacket very proper. Yeah, only I don't even know what you're talking about, I said. I never acted crazy in my whole entire career. After that, I skipped very happy through the beauty shop door. There was a lady behind a counter. Her face had big, shiny red lips on it. Name, please, she said.
Robert Jones, said Daddy. I stood on my tippy toes.
Yeah, only he has other names, too, I told her, because some people call him Bob. And some people call him Bobby. Plus, today my mother called him Ace.
The lady looked over the counter at me.
And what is your name? She asked. I quick took off my jacket and showed her my name tag. Pinky, I said. My name is Pinky Gladys Gutsman. Because I just thought of that cute name this morning. And it is adorable, I think.
The lady looked funny at me. She didn't ask any more questions. Pretty soon a different lady walked up. And she shook my daddy's hand.
Hello, I'm Maxine, and I'll be cutting your hair today, she said real nice.
My eyes popped right out at that woman, because she was wearing a name tag just like me.
Maxine! Hey, Maxine, look down here. I have on a name tag, too, I hollered.
Maxine ruffled my hair.
Pinky Gladys Gutsman, huh? She said.
Well, Pinky Gladys Gutsman, since you're already wearing a name tag, I guess that means you should be my helper today.
Yes, I yelled, because I already know how to be a helper. On account of sometimes I help my Grandpa Miller fix stuff, and last week we fixed the upstairs toilet, and I got to touch that big ball that floats on top.
Maxine laughed. Wow, a helper with plumbing experience. This must be my lucky day, she said.
After that, she holded my hand, and me and her took Daddy to the sink. Then Maxine washed Daddy's hair, and she let me hold the fluffy towel. I holded it real tight in my arms. Look, Maxine, look at me holding the fluffy towel. See how good I am doing? I am not even letting it touch the floor. Only too bad for me, because just then my nose got some itchy fuzzies in it, and I started to sneeze.
Achoo!
I sneezed right into the fluffy towel. It was soft as a feather,